KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 75 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for a good chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, warm and humid, a high of 88. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In Western Iowa news, the operator of a motorcycle suffered serious injuries after the machine hit a deer early this morning in Council Bluffs. Authorities say Corey Danker of Council Bluffs was driving the cycle when a deer ran into his path at around 1:30 a.m. near the intersection of Bennett and Franklin Avenues. Danker suffered bleeding of the brain and a spinal cord injury during the collision. He was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital for treatment. Police in Council Bluffs say a Council Bluffs couple escaped injury during a home invasion early this morning. Officers were called to 3545 9th Avenue at around 2:15 a.m. with regard to the incident. The victims, 53-year-old Timothy Freeman and 50-year-old Candy Freeman, reported that they were in their bedroom when they heard someone kick in their back door and start yelling their names. Timothy Freeman walked down the hallway and saw three suspects standing in his kitchen. One of the suspects pointed a black semi-automatic handgun at him. Freeman said when the suspects saw him, they ran out of the house and eastbound into down the alley. The incident remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department Criminal Investigation Division. Anyone with information about the incident is encouraged to contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. That's 328-7867. A man from Montgomery County was arrested following a high-speed chase through three western Iowa counties late Monday morning. According to Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker, 36-year-old Frank A. Dunn of Villisca allegedly stole a 2001 Chevy Silverado pickup truck from Front Street in Neola. The incident took place at around 11:50 a.m. Danker said a city maintenance employee witnessed the theft and followed Dunn northbound on Railroad Highway as the employee notified authorities. Pottawatomie County deputies located Dunn on a county road in Harrison County and attempted to pull the truck over. Danker said the pursuit began when Dunn failed to stop. The chase covered a number of gravel roads in Pottawatomie, Shelby, and Harrison counties, with deputies from those counties engaging in the pursuit. Speeds during the chase approached 90 miles per hour. Dunn was able to avoid stop sticks on the highway and eventually traveled to westbound Interstate 680. Deputies deployed the stop sticks again on the interstate, blowing out the front tires on the truck, but Dunn managed to keep driving. A short while later, a third stop stick attempt blew out the back tires, but again, Dunn continued driving. He eventually turned around in the median, traveling eastbound on I-680 before he was slowed behind semi-trucks and eventually pulled over into the median. Authorities arrested Dunn on suspicion of second-degree theft and eluding. Additional charges are possible. Sheriff Danker said after the pursuit, Dunn was suffering from stomach pains not related to the chase and was hospitalized. He was scheduled to be transferred to the Pottawatomie County Jail after treatment. And a man from northwest Iowa's Pocahontas County faces three felony and numerous other charges following a pursuit, crash, and manhunt Monday. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said 30-year-old Mark Allen Achterberg of Lorenz was arrested at around 2 p.m. Monday after authorities had been unable to locate him earlier in the day. The incident leading up to his eventual arrest began at 1:24 a.m. Monday when a deputy in Montgomery County attempted to stop a pickup truck in the 2400 block of O Avenue for a traffic violation. The vehicle failed to stop and led deputies on a pursuit with speeds reaching in excess of 100 miles per hour. The pursuit ended at 260th Street and G Avenue, where Achterberg wrecked the pickup in the west ditch. The vehicle was heavily concealed by the brush and not visible from the road. Achterberg took off on foot, and despite a massive search that included members of the Iowa State Patrol, Red Oak Police, Cass, Fremont, Page, and Mills County Sheriff's deputies, as well as Shenandoah Police, authorities were unable to locate the suspect. He was apprehended later in the day. Achterberg faces felony charges that include eluding, assault of a peace officer, and possession of a stolen vehicle. He was also cited for numerous traffic violations. The man was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash bond. In the funeral announcements this morning, Max Town, age 95, of Elkhorn, died July the 12th at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Memorial services for Max Town will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. And James Jim Johnson, age 83, of Oakland, died Monday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Jim Johnson will be on Thursday at 1:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland as the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.